Blog Talk Radio.
Check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m. Tuesdays.
through Sunday morning. Tuesday, take a walk on the wild side. Thursday, join Jeremy as he brings you the headliner's bowl. Break on through with Pam on Fridays. Join Aphasia and Babla as they teach you the fine arts of being part sinner, part saints. And then every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the solace of shadows. Check out the contest and prompts for all our shows. Call in to read your poems, hang for the fun, and if you can do a SoundCloud, we'd love to hear your piece in your words. Hello, Jean. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well, and how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Very good, very good. I'm glad to hear that. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Yes. What an intriguing lineup we have going on tonight. Lots of good music, lots of great poetry. I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Yeah, something a little slower before the hubbub of Christmas doxes. It rains at the door of everyone's houses.
I get that one. Gosh, I get that one for sure. Absolutely. So tell us about, I don't know. I'm not sure how across the board this is on the side. So,
I just wanted to do something a little slower and with no words, just to open up the mind and let people get into the music itself. And a great way to do that is through jazz, because it's all interpretive, and it's also a lot of improv involved. So I went hunting for a whole lot of stuff, through a whole lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And New Coltrane was going to be on there, so that was an easy pick. You come across Thelonious Monk and Wes Montgomery, and damn, a ton of really good music out there. So I had to kind of, all right, pick up a number of things on different levels. So we had a decent wide mix of interpretive pieces to play with.
I keep thinking, man, something different is always a nice thing. Well, it's not always nice. You know, people go, oh, I don't know. But, you know, it is. It's always good to stretch a little bit, you know, stretch out just a little bit and see where it
is. I mean, it's easy to mold into something, you know. It's different when you get something, especially jazz, where it's just the music, and you just sit back and let the music flow and let your thoughts and your mind mold into what the music is telling you. Those the piano, the sax, the drums, the bass, whatever.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. I think people are just running around like crazy this week. The room has been, not overly slow, but not busy. And I think that folks are just tying up all their loose ends for the holiday. And, so we'll give them something a little different, something kind of sit back and relax, too. And, when they're downtime, let's put it that way, because I'm not sure when the holidays hit like this. You know, if we actually are listened to in real time, or if more of it is like, I'll do this with my coffee tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's like a whole different take on the shows. And but we're happy to have them, whenever, whether it's early morning or late night or midday, whatever works for the readers and the listeners. We're just happy that they listen in and they enjoy and. I guess we'll make this announcement now since I got put into the board. It was messaged earlier today by Wynn, Wolf Spirit's wife, and sadly he passed away on the 7th of December. He went to the hospital, and on the 29th of November, and ended up in a coma on life support and passed on the 7th of December. So I was very sad to hear that. So we just had an announcement in the room, and I guess I'll leave that one up. But I was sad to hear that. And there was a part of our group for a long time, and then we split ways for reasons that aren't real important. And so I am surprised, and I was taken back by that today. So I just feel that, you know, bad things have happened. So,
Wolfie had a great voice. People gravitated to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he had a voice with us for a while, you know, on the radio. And,
yes.
You know, he was very good at what he did.
He did this very show for a while.
Yes, he did. And retired from us and moved on. And I don't know that he did radio after that. But he was a great asset when he was here with us doing this. Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes things take us in different directions. You know, that happens. So but that doesn't mean I'm any less saddened to hear that he has passed. And, and he did have some wonderful poetry. He really did. When he put poetry up, I couldn't wait to go.
The voice, his personal voice, how he came across on the reading. That was a nice deep tonal thought coming through.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah, sad time for the whole community of all poetry. You know, it's a loss for so many. I know he had a lot of followers, followed a lot of people. He put out some wonderful poetry. So, yes, and deep condolences to his wife Wynn, and to all his friends here and family. So. Okay. So now,
and it's kind of fitting with finding out tonight, because he would have enjoyed this particular digging into the jazz angle of things.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Oh, something else. He put a good show together, and he was, as you said, he had a wonderful voice for the radio. He had a wonderful voice in his poetry, which is just equally as wonderful. He put up a poem, boy. I'll be over there checking it out. You never know where he's going to go with it. But he had some gorgeous work. And the poems that he wrote for Wynn were, to me, you know, because we all know that I'm the hopeless romantic, were so beautiful. And, we really did enjoy them very much. So, yes. So now that we've made that announcement, which is sad, any time of year is bad, holiday season, you never want to hear of a loss.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I have to get in here. Yes, I am. Thank you. A little crazy going on there. Peaks and repeats. Which is sad. But, figure out where I'm going next. So people got me all confused. But doesn't take much. We all know that, right? Oh my gosh. Yeah. So anyway, just gonna kind of.
Well, kind of on hitting on that. Why don't we start with the second one, Epistrophe. As the lead off, since we're just getting this on this news on Wolf.
Okay, Okay, that'll be fine. I will hit that one right now. So here we go. Great piece, Rex. So let me put up this piece for you to start us off with by Amelia Dark.
All right.
There we go. It's called Ode to Jazz.
Ode to Jazz by Myriad Dost. a smoky piano underscored ivory fingers dancing glissando over a jazz-soaked keyboard, a double bass meandering with the sisyphus of brushes on pigskin stretched taut, then the sensual overtones of the sax, making overtures and lip-sync promises fueled with alcohol, all floating in an atmosphere of sleight of hand and mirrors. End poem. Nicely done there, Marriott. What do you think, Gene?
I want to take it. Oh, sorry about that. It was a wonderful poem by Myriad Dark. Thank you. I think that this is probably the shortest poem I've ever seen Myriad Dark write. Shockingly short, but wonderful. A smoky... excuse me. Good Lord. A smoky piano underscored. Ivory fingers dancing glissando over a jazz-soaked keyboard. Just wonderful language in this and great descriptions and imagery. I really think that it was just a wonderful brevity, and I think it lent itself perfectly to the music. So great job, Myriad Dark. Thank you for sharing. As always.
Yeah, you might be right on that note with the shortest, because I can't remember anyone being this short and packed as well, because it does hit on everything. The smoky piano was a nice opening line, but right in the middle, you hit that. Then the sensual overtones of the sax, making overtures and lip sync promises. And a nice sensual note in there without actually dipping into anything. Then the thought of the sisyphus of brushes on pigskin, nice touch. And then hitting on the right angle, fueled with alcohol, all floating in an atmosphere of sleight of hand and mirrors. Because speaking to the improvisational style of jazz, because once they got to bopping, they let it all hang out. And it was such a great way to sit and enjoy an evening in that smoke-filled room, so to speak. So nicely done, Marriott. Thank you very much. We're coming back with you.
Okay. Okay, I'm out of here. I had to finish that last line. I mean, there's always one more line. But yeah, that was an excellent piece by Marriott. Okay, the next one I'm going to put up is Bumpin' on Sunset. And that is over here. Okay, there. Thank you.
Nice. That was Wes Montgomery with A Different Look at Jazz, as the brass was muted in the background so he could wing it on his own.
That was an excellent piece. It's funny, I just pulled up the piece that went with that, and I looked and I went, oh my gosh, another itty-bitty brevity. And the pieces are relatively long, but I think that they kind of sparked everyone to consolidate their thoughts and really make it into something, you know, wonderful. So we read this piece. It's by Betty Page, and it's called Drifting by Betty Page. Drifting, swirling sounds, magical, mystical, mysterious, beautiful, swing and high. I'm just drifting in sand, floating on clouds, lost, sweet, in music. And so, oh, great job.
Nice reading, Dean. Thank you. Yeah, this kind of hits on the note of sitting in one of those little jazz clubs and walking in the sounds itself. Actually hits on drifting, swirling sounds, the magic notes spilling out, and then drifting in sounds, floating on clouds, lost, sweet in music. It was a great time just sitting around those small tables, just tapping your feet, maybe drumming your fingers, and just walking the sounds that passed over and through. Nicely done, Betty. All right, you got the meeting. How about you?
Well, you know, I think it's funny because the music, you do drift on that music, and I think she really hit that note with it. And it is such a brevity, but I really think that her thoughts were great in it. You know, I love the thoughts in this piece of drifting, because that's what the music does. It carries you. And I think that she really did it right, you know, and very well done, Betty. And I think that, great piece. It didn't have a lot of words, and it didn't need a lot of words, because the thoughts were really, I think if the music was playing in the background of this, everybody would totally get it, because it just has that quality about the work. And excellent job, Betty, and thanks so much. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Enjoyed the stuff. Hmm. Now that means good. And the next one on the board is called Round Mid. So let me hit that song.
Thank you.
Polonius Monk, and again with the muted brass, but you know what? They played nice low-key tempo along with that piano, so the tickler of the ivories could shine.
Absolutely. That was a great piece, right? Another wonderful choice for tonight. The first piece I have for this one is by Stone. So let me put that up, and I have the audio for this one as well. So, here you go, and it's called Love in Blue by Stone. Here you go.
Around midnight, I lie, my arms missing you, naked and abandoned, I yearn to be yours. A sultry sax stroking my senses, honey-tongued, speaking to me of love, like your deep, husky voice. On haunting notes of cool caresses, stirring as your steady syncopations fuse with the rhythmic, pulsating beat of the bass, as your smooth, surging fingers pull my strings. Delicious dreams. Your paradise of passion, playing along with the growing groove, deeper and deeper, drowning in dulcet blues, drifting in sweet, soulful strains of seduction. Without the feel of you, there is no taboo for the improvisations of mind and its musing. My body, knowing yours so well, surrenders in midnight blue, velvet wide of vulnerability. Lamenting horns echo my lovesick limerence of your mellow magnetism that tugs my heart. Closing my eyes, I succumb to figmental scenes which gradually fade as the music dies.
Great read, Stelina. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. All right, Gene, what do you think? You all heated up now?
Hey.
You're muted.
Hey, I'm on mute. Surprise! Here we go again. Oh, Lord have mercy. What a beautiful piece this was by Stelina. Which is not uncommon for her. But I think that it was just a wonderful, wonderful take on the music itself, because it just set the stage. The music just set the stage in this contest. And, she definitely, and I think it was just beautifully written and well expressed throughout. And I think it was a great fit together. For sure. Just absolutely wonderful. But listen, before I kick this back over to you, I want to tell you that we have two callers. The first caller is Peacock's Grit Poetry.
Ooh.
And hello, Peacock's Grit Poetry.
Okay.
How are you
tonight?
How you doing?
And a Baina, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's exactly
right. That's what you prefer to be referred to as, so I don't want to.
Peacock is fine. Everybody calls me Peacock.
Okay, there we go. And next we have Naomi. So hello, Naomi, Sarah, and welcome to the party.
Hello, hello. Hi, guys.
Hello, Naomi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all jazzed up.
There you go. That's a good way to be tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. So did either of you ladies hear the poem? I know I had just an agreement
yeah.
for a second.
I did.
You want to go ahead and comment? You want to comment, Naomi?
Yeah.
Sorry, Rex. I did a good job.
This is wonderful.
Whenever you're ready.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. This was wonderful by Stelina. My gracious love in blue. I just loved it. You know, and then, you know, everything from the back music. Oh, that was just so sensual and sultry, that music. And, you know, the everything from the way the wallpaper she has on the back of her poem, just amazing. And, around midnight, I light my arms, missing you, naked and abandoned. I yearn to be yours, a sultry sax stroking my senses, honey-toned. She gets right into the jazz right there with the sax. And you know, this is just beautiful. She has the word there, delicious dreams, in here. But you know, this was the whole piece was a delicious dream in my book. And wow, you know, I just like having a night with someone that you really really like, and you know, having a beautiful night in front of the fireplace laid out with music like that, you know, playing in the background. And, you know, this poem is just amazing. Yeah, with the feel of you, there is no taboo. Mm. She went all in, Selena. Bravo. Beautiful piece. Beautifully written. Beautiful sound.
Nice, Naomi. Thank you. And Peacock, how about you?
I'm afraid I have to pass. I didn't hear it. That's fine. I'll pass.
Jean, what about you?
I thought I said already. Didn't
oh,
I? Right
okay.
Before I introduced the lady? Don't confuse me.
Then I guess it's all mine. There's a couple of things. I like the fact that she went with Round Midnight as the lead off, taking off the song, but went her own way by picking out a sensual piece of music to dig into the thoughts that she was exposing. That first stanza was perfect, especially when you get down to the last couple lines. A sultry sax stroking my senses, honey-toned, speaking to me of love like your deep, husky voice. And then she bit into quite a bit of the syncopations. Rhythmic pulsating beat of the bass, and then roll into for the improvisations of mind and its musings, my body known yours so well, surrenders in midnight blue velvet vibes of vulnerability. I like the nice touch to alliteration in there, and then the thought finishing off, lamenting horns echo my lovesick limerence, again, that touch to alliteration, but she did a great job with with the thought of the music itself rolling into this very, very sensual piece. So nicely done, Stelina.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I actually agree with that. She may have got me wondering next. I thought it was a sexy and well-done piece. I'm not sure. I really thought I commented. But now I'm getting myself. But I thought it was a beautiful and seductive piece. I grabbed up this stanza. I mean, they all really were wonderful, hovering on haunting notes and cool caresses, staring as your steady syncopation cues with the rhythmic beat of the bass. The big static hands up. as your smooth searching fingers pull my strings. I just thought it was incredible, and the audio was fabulous as always. So just in case I didn't comment in the first place, I'll comment in the second place. Sorry about that.
You got it all in that time.
Okay, Rex, I'm going to tell you what. The next piece I'm going to put up is for you to read, and this is called I'm Dancing Around Midnight by Captain Kerr. So here we go.
I'm Dancing Around Midnight by Captain Kerr. Round midnight, walking these city streets, I see the lights burning bright above me on the corner of South and Central. I dance to a slow jazz beat, stranger's smile passing by, tapping grapes oozing heat. A warm subway breeze confronts me. Curbside puddles splash my feet. Round midnight, everything's all right. Speeding taxis, blaring horns, I hear the sax man play and the cymbals brush. It soothes me. Piano chords like raindrops plink across the pavement's groove and the double bass strums. I glide on ivory keys and pick up a tempo or two. With those heavenly blues, I'm dancing around midnight. Everything's all right. End poem. I like that too. Peacock, why don't we start with you, please?
I really like your reading of it, too. It just flows so nicely. Round midnight. I love that. And I like the way she said, or he said, I don't know, I should say they said, across the pavement groove and the double bass, is it bass? And the double bass drums, I glide on ivory keys. I like that. That really got me there.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Naomi, how about you?
Well, I love this. Wow. You know, so well done. You know, he really captured the whole atmosphere of, you know, jazzy streets, the neon lights, the jazzy beat. You know, everything from, you know, the subway breeze, the curbside puddles, you know, the speeding taxis. And then when he goes into the musical instruments, it's just, you know, amazing. You know, just the way he, piano chords like raindrops clink, you know, I glide on ivory keys, as Peacock just mentioned. And, you know, I'm dancing around midnight. Everything's all right. I love that repetition. Everything's all right. You know, he just captured the whole atmosphere so wonderfully. What amazing imagery throughout the whole piece. And, you know, just so, so well written.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. And Jean, how about you?
I knew I was going to be here. I just knew it. I thought this was a wonderful write, very well pulled together, and a great reflection of the prompt. The music was just wonderful. But I really enjoyed how he pulled in the sounds of the city and his write and merged it all together. And I thought he did it beautifully, just beautifully. Just excellent. I think somehow it really rings true. You know, the sound of the jazz music and the sounds of, you know, the descriptions in the poem from the city. It all pulled together, and it really, I'm trying to think of the right term. It was perfectly woven, I thought. Which might sound a little crazy to some people. I've been called more than a little bit crazy, so. But I think it was just a really well-done piece, and excellent job. So thank you, Captain Kerr. Great job. Great work. Mm-hmm. And you did read it beautifully. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, this sets a nice, nicely painted scene, because those first few lines, they kind of offer up a sense of loneliness walking the city streets, because it hits right off the bat, around midnight, walking these city streets. I see the neon lights burning bright above me on the corner of South and Central. Then he gets into what hits him in the moment, that little touch of joy. I dance to a slow jazz beat, exchanges smile passing by. So all of a sudden he's invoking a little bit the friendly notes of city life and actually dropping in the speeding taxis, the blaring horns, the life of the city itself while still doing this outside a jazz club. He just came across walking the streets, hits on that note of happiness in the moment, just hearing those sounds because he finished off that first stanza around midnight. Everything's all right. Now he's met his joie de vivre in the moment, and everything sings to him. And then that second stanza, I like the thoughts with the piano chords, like raindrops clink across the pavement's groove, and the double bass drums, I glide on ivory keys. So it's such a nice note to get to the dance in itself, while also rolling out the thought of what the music is giving him running through his bones. So, and then the station again, I'm dancing around midnight. Everything's all right. So, wonderful interpretive piece there, Captain. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, we're back to you.
Uh-oh, you're back to me. Okay, well, in that case, let me go back here. And I have the next one. Oh, see? The next piece we have. It's called Just About Round Midnight by Naomi Sarah. So, Naomi, would you read this one for us? Thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, went and copied in those lyrics. Copy and paste the title of sound, the song Round Midnight, and the singer or whatever, the band. And it brought me out lyrics. So I don't know if that was the right one or not, because, you know, the music you've been playing doesn't have any lyrics. So I tried to do like a kind of parody to the lyrics. So this is just about round midnight. I begin to fall apart, feeling so alone, like the sad long notes of a lonely saxophone. Glaring at the sinister silent telephone, a tossing and a turning, gripping your photo tight, just about round midnight, just about round midnight. Squinting my eyes tight to the too bright refrigerator light, grasping all the junk food from every cupboard in sight, popcorn, peanuts, and all that vanilla ice cream too, trying in giant gobbles to forget everything about you. I even try to swallow you down with a bottle of great wine, but in the depth of noir silence, it doesn't taste that right. I lost the page. I lost my poem. Oh, my gracious. Okay, back to it. Okay. But in the depths of noir silence, it doesn't taste that fine. 'Cause my darling, you set my brain a churning. I'm a tossing and a turning, a tossing and a turning. I'm drowning in the blues going out of my mind, dying in dark timbres. Always round this time, drifting on mellow melancholia, wishing you'd just dial, missing your smile, wishing you'd come round a while, that you'd walk to be with me those 500 miles. Yeah, babe, just about round midnight, just about round midnight, because I'm tossing and a turning, a tossing and a turning. Damn, you drive me wild. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, what do you think?
Oh, no, I can't do it right now. I'm coming back. Come back to me, please. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
You were right up front, Naomi. I didn't know the song I picked didn't have the words to it, but the fact that you found another song that went that way and then played off that angle to the music and still worked it, I like that thought. because you roll right into it. I begin to fall apart, feeling so all alone, like the sad, long notes of a lonely saxophone, glaring at the sinister, silent telephone, a tossing and turning, gripping your photo tight, just about round midnight, just about round midnight. Or does that invoke sitting in one's apartment, waiting for that phone to ring, and it doesn't, and kind of getting bluesy? And then that second stanza, you roll into comfort, and the only comfort at that point is food, popcorn, peanuts, and vanilla ice cream, trying in giant gobbles to forget everything about you. What a great two lines right there, the thought between feeding out the blues, and it's just not working, because you hit on that with a bottle of great wine, but it doesn't taste that fine. Everything's lost its mojo in the moment. I like that. And then you finish out with the thought of wishing he'd walk that 500 miles, because you're missing him so much. But the thought is that end line, because I'm a tossing and turning. Damn, you drive me wild. I runs it right back to that that feeling of that lonely saxophone just singing in your ears and knowing I need it now, but it ain't here. I like this. Well done, Naomi. Thank
and
you.
By the way, Noir Silence is actually the name of, well, it's Black Silence, but Noir Silence is actually the name of a band here in Quebec.
Oh.
So, yeah. I slipped that in.
Check them out. Cool. All right, Naomi, thank you. And Peacock, how about you?
Oh, I enjoyed it so much. I really enjoyed it so much. It's so detailed with the imagery, talking about glaring at the sinister silent telephone. I mean, look at that. The telephone has become sinister. That's how evil it is, waiting. You know what I mean? It's great descriptive words, very, very creative. And then all the details about the junk food from every cupboard in sight. We're told exactly what the junk food is, and the staring at that too bright refrigerator light. I mean, that's just beautiful rhyming and alliteration and assonance. And at the same time, it gives us a very picturable, you know, we can imagine it very easily. We can kind of see it, feel it, taste it, touch it. You know what I mean? All our senses are engaged. She talks about swallowing down that bottle of great wine. And the funny thing about it is when you read it, I thought bottle of great wine, that should be a great bottle of wine. And then I thought, no, it's not that the wine is it's a big bottle. It's just that the wine is supposed to be so wonderful and tasty. But, of course, it doesn't taste that fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
great
I like that.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Jean, how about you?
Thank you, Peacock.
Jean, you muted?
Well, I was. I was about a third of the way through my comment. Yes, I was. Honest to goodness. Jeez. Naomi, I think you did a great job with this. It was a well-done piece. I thought it was a nice fit for the music from tonight. Whether or not that was the same song or not, I don't know. But you wrote it and it fit in. And I think that you did that very nicely. You know, I looked at this stanza and I went, okay, that's a great way to start this off. I begin to fall apart so alone, like the sad long notes of a lonely saxophone, glaring at the sinister, silent telephone, a tossing and a turning, gripping your photo tight. Just about round midnight. You know, that lonely time where, you know, you're used to having someone's company around, most likely, and you know, you start to feel that void. And I think that you really hit all those notes with this, right down to this. Kind of drink them down with a bottle of wine, and all the wonderful scenarios that you came up with throughout this piece. Very nicely done. Great job.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Jean.
Thank you all for your comments.
Oh, you're welcome there, Naomi.
Absolutely. Okay. So now that I've turned everything upside down on that one, I'm going to put the next song on, which is Star Eyes. And here it is. Rex, I'm coming back to you for the next read, and that will be for Lockdown Lark, Stargazing Jazz Series. So whenever you're ready.
Stargazing Jazz Lyrics by Lockdown Larks. Stargazing, I see them in your eyes. Yeah, so amazing, my night and day skies. Shooting. They promise so much bliss. At my destiny I'm gazing, waiting for that sealed kiss. Stargazing, I see them in your eyes. Yeah, so amazing, my night and day skies. Stardust, sprinkle some this way. Find me someone to trust, matching your swing and sway. Stargazing, I see them in your eyes. Yeah, so amazing, my nights and day skies. Galaxy, so many out there, yet still it's you I see, the one who will care. Stargazing, yeah, so amazing. Stargazing, you're so amazing. Stargazing, you're so amazing. End poem. All right, Naomi, let's start with you, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love his repetition of the stargazing. You know, he took the, you know, that was the name of the song, wasn't it? Yes?
Yes, the stargazing. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just love it, you know, that he took a stargazing and, he, you know, the stargazing, I see them in your eyes. Yeah, so amazing, my night and day skies. Shooting, they promise so much bliss. At my destiny, I'm gazing, waiting for that sealed kiss. And then the repetition, he goes from stargazing to stardust, to stargazing, then to the whole galaxy. You know, and then his repetition of stargazing, you're so amazing in the end. Just such a well piece that really captures that whole jazzy vibe feeling. So well done. A bravo, Lockdown Larks.
Nice. Thank you, Naomi. All right, Jean, how about you? What do you think?
You know, I really enjoyed the short lines of this piece, and I think that it was just nicely put together. You know, I see them in your eyes. You are so amazing, my night and day skies. They promise so much bliss at my destiny. I'm gazing, waiting for that sealed kiss. Great thoughts throughout, and the progression of it was really nice. You know, I like the story that sprinkles something this way, finding me someone to trust, matching the swinging sway. You know, it's a great thought, and it's a really nice progression in the piece. It really was. And he began to the galaxy, and I thought he did it just a really fine job with it. I thought it was a nice piece, and I thought it matched up really well with the music. So, nice God bless, and thanks for sharing.
Excellent. And Peacock, how about you?
Oh, I really enjoyed my favorite parts were the part about the sealed kiss. Something about that just pulls you right in, that phrase, sealed kiss. And then the part about the galaxy, so many out there, yet still it's you I see. I just imagine all the stars and all the galaxies and all the planets, and out of all of that beauty and amazement, it's still you, the one who will care. And I like how it flips to the one who will care instead of the one I care about. So it shows that she cares so much for him. You see what I mean? So it's a two-way street, and it's just beautiful.
Excellent. Thank you, Peacock. I like, there's a couple of things I like about this. Again, taking off the thought with the title of the song itself, Star Eyes, but twisting it a bit, going with stargaze. I see them in your eyes. Yeah, so amazing. My night and day skies. So he's taken in the moment. And, Gene, you hit on that note of progression, and it does walk that way. Shooting, again, back to the stars. They promise so much bliss. At my destiny, I'm gazing, waiting for that sealed kiss. So it's a nice quiet moment, a recognition right there. And then, again, going back to the repeat stanza of stargazing, and then rolling into stardust, sprinkles from this way, find me in me someone to trust. Matching your swing and sway, telling him, hey, I'm walking on the clouds the same as you. We are two birds of a feather, so to speak. So look my way. And then the galaxy, kind of hitting on that note of there's so many stars out there, so many girls out there, yet so many out there, yet still it's you I see. Everything else is blank. She's the only one in the room that matters. And then the finish out with stargazing, the triple thought there at the outro, you're so amazing, offering up himself totally in the moment. You're my everything, so to speak. Nicely done, Lockdown.
Absolutely.
All right, Gene, come back to you.
Okay. Now, Peacock, if I put a poem up, can I get you to read it for us?
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Okay. Yeah, are you in the group, Late Night Poets? Okay. I just want to be sure because that's where I drop all the links, and I'm like, well, maybe. Okay, here we go. This one is by Colab. It's called Strolling in the Neon Light. Whenever you're ready.
Let me see if it has popped up over here. Okay, excellent. Strolling in the neon light. Hands in pocket, hips to fire. Strolling down Broadway. Cuffed flannel pants swaying in his urban jazzy gait. Neon lights flashing. Multicolor electric constellations, windows dressed for Santa Claus, heels tapping on the pavement, no hurry at all. The night is long, and he's off to meet that smile that greets him in the dark, her white of teeth flashing. Neon lights flashing, multicolor electric constellations, hands in pocket, he's humming, no hurry at all, the night is long. End the poem.
Mm-hmm. Great read, Peacock. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, why don't we start with you?
I think Colab really did a wonderful job with this piece. You know, heels tapping on the pavement, no hurry at all. The night is long. He's off to meet that smile that greets him in the dark. The whitest teeth flashing. Neon lights flashing. You know, multicolor electric constellations. Just wonderful imagery here. And I think that she really tied it in nicely with the music. So great job, Colab. Very well done and enjoyable piece.
Excellent. Thank you, Jean. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I love the, I just love this. You know, the way she starts it off right away, you can just see the guy there, hands in pocket. Hips to fire, strolling down Broadway, cuffed flannel weighing in his urban jazzy gait. You know, you just swaying down the boulevard there, you know, it is in his cuffed flannel pants, his jazzy gait, and, you know, the neon lights flashing, multicolor electric constellations. You know, windows dressed for Santa Claus. So this is, you know, along around Christmas time. So he tied in well with the season. And, you know, he's just his hands in his pocket and he's humming. No hurry at all. The night is long. And just a beautiful, you know, right to jazz. Is not beautiful jazzy right. You know, that's really on the topic with tonight. So amazing rice by Colab all the way. Great share.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Nice, Naomi. Thank you very much. And Peacock, you got to read. How about you?
Okay, there we go. There's the mic. I can imagine it so well. And what I like is that in a way, her teeth are compared to the neon lights, right? That smile that greets him in the dark. And we already know he's walking down these dark streets. And this is her white of teeth flashing, neon lights flashing. So it's a direct comparison, really. And multicolor electric constellations. And that makes us think of her and her teeth and her smile as that constellation. You know what I mean? And he, of course, he's in no hurry at all. He's humming. So I enjoyed it, especially the hips to fire. That automatically gives you the flavor.
Great comment. I like that, though. Thank you, Peacock. I kind of rolled the same way, but just a touch differently. I do, too, like the opening thoughts, hands in pocket, hips to fire, strolling down Broadway, the cuff flannel pants swing in his urban jazzy gait. Nice touch there, especially with the following with the Santa Claus angle. With the windows, so you do get that thought with the neon lights flashing, strolling down the street. Now, on the other end, with the that smile that greets him in the dark, her white of teeth flashing, I got the image of the moon at that moment, along with the thought with the multicolor electric constellation, which you pointed out, Peacock, does work well with the neon lights flashing, but also hits on the thought of looking at the stars and noting, because she hits on no hurry at all, the night is long. It's that nice motif of watching the stars and the moon glimmer as you're happy in the moment, feeling that that tone of jazz walking through your bones. So nicely done, Collapse. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're back on you.
Okie dokie. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Midnight Blue. So here we go. And this music.
Nocturne was for Mike Hammer. So Great piece there, Kenny. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, where are we going?
Well, I have a piece by Dammit Jay. The Hugger to Read. I don't think I've read for a little while. So this is called Midnight Blue by Dammit Dave. Dammit Dave, you did it again. Just saying. I lie in my bed and cry till the morning. Without you here, there's nothing else to do. Midnight Blue. Now, even the little things make me sad. God, I've got it bad. I'm not going to make it. Not this time. It's goodbye. All I've got are tears in my eyes. For all the times I said that I need you, now you have gone. That bird grew wings and flew. Midnight Blue. I know that I've lost my best friend. I know that it's the end. And I'm not going to make it, not this time. It's goodbye. All I've got are tears in my eyes. Midnight Blue. I'm home.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Naomi, let's start with you, please. Naomi, are you mutating?
Well, kind of. It looks like she dropped and came back. Hey, Naomi, welcome back.
That's twice tonight. It's these new headphones. I keep on hanging up on myself. Sorry. Midnight Blue. Midnight Blue, tears in my eyes, and there I was on the board saying, you know, I thought that had an upbeat, funky, you know, sound. But, maybe, the Midnight Blues, having the Midnight Blues, that's kind of sad. So that relates more to this poem. I just love, you know, how he took that Midnight Blue and he put it into, you know, really feeling blue. And feeling sad, feeling down. And I just love, for all of the times I said that I need you, now you have gone. The bird, that bird grew wings and flew, Midnight Blue. And the chorus that comes back, of course. And just so well written, Dammit Dave. Bravo.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. And Peacock, how about you?
It is very well written. I lie in my bed and cry till the morning. Without you here, there's nothing else to do. I mean, that immediately hits you. Now, even the little things make me sad. It's like, wow, you know. And then I like the line, that bird grew wings and flew, Midnight Blue. That's just perfect.
Excellent. Thank you, Peacock. All right, Jean, you got to read it. How about you?
You know, what a sad little piece this is. Definitely. You know, but the intro to the piece itself, I lie in my bed and cry till the morning. Without you here, there's nothing else to do. Midnight Blue. Now, even the little things make me sad. God, I've got it bad. You know, and of course, I thought it was a nice touch to it. And I like how he added Midnight Blue to the last chorus. Just nicely done. I'm not familiar with the Melissa Manchester song. If I am, it escapes me. I'm not great with names and artists, so. But I thought it was nicely penned. So good work, Dave, and thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely.
Great comments, everybody. I too like the twist on the thought of Blue Midnight and then running it Midnight Blue. And I didn't know about the Melissa Manchester song either. So I'll have to check that one out, but it does paint that, that nice scene. And I drop with the Midnight Blue to start with, and then to start the second half off again. And like Peacock, I did have that thought. Now you have gone, that bird grew wings and flew, Midnight Blue. So he does paint a nice blue tone to it. It is a melancholy piece, and I can see it hooked up as a jazz motif with the right voice going with it as a note, because you got to play off the angles with this piece, and it works well. So nicely done, Dave. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, we're back on you.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Let me find the next piece. Here it is. I found it. Yeah. Okay. On the board, the next piece will be Giant Step. So let me put that on and get that going. And here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that was John Coltrane. John Coltrane and Giant Steps. All right, Gene. And I know we've got Eric for this one, don't we?
We do. We have two songs for this one. Two poems for this one. I'm okay. Okay, and this one is by Eric Trenton, and it is called Shibuya Crossing. Is that right?
Shibuya Crossing.
Shibuya. See? I knew you said it. Okay, here we go.
Shibuya Crossing. Tokyo, Japan, midnight. Busiest beehive pedestrian crossing in the world. Hurried feet scramble, heads down. Umbrellas up, eye contact avoided. Bustle, hustle, shuffle, shuttle. Human robotics swallowed up in seasonal rain. Deluge, downpour. Hurry, scurry, flurry. Short clipped steps, slip, you trip. Blur of synchronized lights. Too much sucky wine offered by my host. Not the romance of Paris, nor sex in the city, New York. Shibuya crossing blew my mind. Robotic Pac-Man people cold-trained. In swift decades, land of the rising sun advanced with big steps. Leaps and bounds, gold dust sprinkled on caviar, body massages done with gold dust, iconic veneer of calm, public histrionics still a misdemeanor, bow tie perfect bars of respect. So, how was your big in Japan trip? Battled with the language a bit. Tell me about your trip. You're an avid John Coltrane fan, aren't you? Right on, mate. Close your eyes and listen to Big Steps. That's the unbelievable zest, discipline, and work ethic of the Japanese. You don't say a bunch of sharp samurai swords. Keen jazz lovers as well. My host called himself a Coltrane junkie. End poem.
Great read, Eric. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It is much appreciated. And Peacock, why don't we start with you, please? What'd you think?
Oh, wow. It's captured my imagination. And, of course, I want to Google it. But I feel like... I'm certain that I've seen some sort of video about this same crosswalk. So it talks about, I like the part, I like the part that it's all about the gold dust, right? It's very captivating. Leaps and bounds, gold dust sprinkled on caviar, body massages done with gold dust, iconic veneer of calm, public histrionics still a misdemeanor. That is... I'm surprised by it all. Bow tie, perfect bows of respect. Bows of respect are still there, and so are, I presume, bow tie, or maybe they just mean, it's just a description of how perfect the bows are. But it's quite intriguing. I'm not familiar with the song, the Coltrane. I don't listen to secular music, so I'm not familiar with it at all. But Big steps, I can see what he means.
Well, it was the song you just heard. That's what he wrote to.
Huh. It doesn't have lyrics to it, though.
No. What I'm getting out of this with those first couple of stanzas with the hustle and the bustle, the hurry feet scramble, he dug into the music itself because Naomi said, this is scrambles fast like my brain. So he kind of hit on that notion and how this busy crosswalk epitomizes the music coming out of what he just heard, that sort of Coltrane, the busiest beehive pedestrian crossing in the world, the hurried feet scrambled, heads down and bones up, eye contact avoided, then the bustle, hustle, shuffle, shuttle, a nice touch of the music itself, and then rolling into the blur of synchronized lights. Everything is fast-paced, glorious, in your face, just like the gold dust on the caviar. You go to places, and you will get gold dust on your caviar. You pay heavy for it, but it does come into mind as what you can find in Japan. And then the back end thought of this with the questioning from his friend, the thought of his big trip in Japan, the struggling with the language a bit. But being an avid John Coltrane fan and coming across some Japanese people who are also junkies when it comes to Coltrane music. And literally, this is kind of the thought of him being hosted around Japan by this person, the thought with the big bows with the bow ties, kind of a note to a lavish dinner party. So this was a wonderful piece. Quite descriptive. Thank you, Eric. And Naomi, how about you?
Oh, yeah, you said exactly what I was going to say. You know, this really reflects, you know, the song, Oh My Gracious. You know, it's just like a hustle, bustle, shuffle, shuttle there, you know, a deluge, a downpour, hurry, scurry, flurry, the short clipped sets, slip, you trip. just the hurried feet scramble, you know, all those short sentences in those two first stanzas really reflect the you know, what I said was that like a hectic beat of the song, you know. But when you go down, you know, that song must have took an awful lot of work, you know, to get all those instruments in sync, playing that frenetically together, and, you know, the sound coming out, you know, so amazingly. And, you know, he does point out close your eyes and listen to Big Steps, which was the name of the song, if I'm correct. Yep. That's the unbelievable zest, discipline, and work ethic of the Japanese. So, you know, also, you know, the song must have been really, you know, a lot, it took a lot of discipline to put that all together, all those instruments. And, you know, the Japanese are known for having a great discipline and a work ethic. So I like that he pointed that out also. And just an amazing, amazing, right, detailed, lovely imagery throughout. And, you know, there's alliteration in there. There's, you know, all the stuff that Eric Svensson can put into a poem that makes it such a great, great write. So bravo.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Naomi. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was a great story told by Eric. As always, he has a great eye for detail. And I thought it was a wonderful fit for the music. I kind of thought, you know, Tokyo, Japan, midnight, busiest beehive pedestrian crossing in the world. Yeah, you kind of get that from the music, you know, that kind of the buzz, you know. It doesn't sound like a buzz when you're listening to the music, but I can totally see where he's getting it from. And the first two stanzas, busiest beehive pedestrian crossing in the world, hurried feet scramble, heads down, umbrellas up, eye contact avoided, bustle, hustle, shuffle, shuttle, human robotics, swallowed up in seasonal rain, the deluge, downpour, hurry, scurry, flurry, short clip steps, flip the trip. I think that I like his use of words there, how he kind of the bustle, hustle, shuffle, subtle. You know, it's quick. It has that pace to it that kind of suited the music very well. But I thought he did an awesome job with this. So thank you, Eric, as always. Great job. Much enjoyed.
Great comments, everyone. Thank you very much. And it's back to Eugene.
Damn that Eugene. He's never around, Rex. I don't know when he's going to figure that out. You know, he's just difficult. Wait, that's not what I wanted to say. Wait, let me go over here and pick up the link again. You know, grab the link, leave the link. Okay, now this next piece is by our very own Intimidus Rex called Midnight Whispering Blues. And here we go. And hit the button.
It was a slow grind as the sun sets, shadows walking moonlit wingtips. This city's a poison ivy lover, and I was itching to dust the luster off her brassy bohemian prose. I've seen the hollow and empty eyes tripping, alley cat dustbins ringing in leftover pizza as Willard came calling. 3 feet of scurry running up the walls, no escaped fire ladders towing the scrape and screech of night, needing no invite. It just bloomed in ivory coffin tickles and brushed coolie hats, tip-tapping down Broadway's billowing, bossa nova breath, great steamy sarsaparilla. Les Paul starburst blaze, lighting up that freeze and blue bones, singing in the rain of a coppered bulldogger's heavy, dark tongue blowing through a reedy fens. And talking to me in blue midnight whispers, as crossroads rain trickled down the brim of my fedora, that bass thump puddling, a black scarab scratching an ache I can feel long past that note of retreat. I was all in as this battleship gray eve would lie in their silky smooth rapture of lead pellets and blood spilled. My empty pockets soon to feel the weight of this gal's heated charms. Daddy's home, baby. Open wide those arms, cause I'm gonna strip you down to the satin sheets you so enjoy as I grab your baubles and steal that soul you keep in the drawer with Gideon. You being a lounged lizard lush makes you an easily picked dame, fat, wet, and open for deft fingers to root in and loot your snooty booty. Ooh, mama, it's snake eyes rolling your way, leaving you a gutted leaf begging for my zoot-suit flush to make you groan in pleasure's desolation. I loves me a city that's finger-licking good. See you later, baby. It's Splitsville, and I got me a redhead on tap, and she's dressed to thrill.
Great job there, Rex. Great job there. Hey, Naomi, you want to start us off on this one?
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Bravo, bravo, bravo. You know, you really captured that. I don't know that. Oh, that just that. Oh, that whole jazzy, sultry, seductive vibe. You know, the dark, deep, and you know, under the. You know, I don't know how to explain it really, but you just capture that whole atmosphere in this piece. You know, it is a slow grind as the sun sets, shadows walk in moonlit wingtips. This city's a poison ivy lover, and I was itching to dust the luster off her brassy bohemian prose. You know, you're not just, you know, going after this, the lady, or the lady can be a metaphor for this whole poison ivy city, but you're going after it, and you're just
floating in it, you know, and embracing it. And I just love it. Oh, Mama, it's snake eyes rolling your way, leaving you a guttered leaf begging for my Zoom-suited flush to make you groan in pleasured desolation. Mm-hmm-hmm. And then the last stanza really tops it all off. So just an amazing ride all the way through Rex. So well written. So vivid and so, so it brings such emotion and such an atmosphere surrounding the whole piece. So bravo.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got to tell you, this is an excellent, excellent piece. But I had to laugh here because I just saw Selena's comment to you. And where is it? Great piece, very sultry on the jazz vibe. And it opened such scenarios in mind as if it. Wait, I got to go down. Where the heck did I see it? Had me cracking up. Oh, here it is. Wowzers, those lines in your voice. The girl needs medication after that. I just started to chuckle. I thought that was like a great comment. So back to my comment. I thought this was an excellent piece. There was this deep-rooted, underlying, seductive note to it. And it carried it all the way through. You know, you started out with, you know, it's even slow grind as the sunset shatters walking moonlit wings. It, this city's a poison ivy lover, and I was itching to dust the luster off her brassy bohemian prose. I've seen the hollow and empty eyes sipping alley cats, his dustbin ringing, and leftover pizza as Willett came calling. You know, just wonderful, wonderful imagery. You know, it's not all pretty and frilly, and you know, it's got that noir feel to it. You know, which you know we all know I get a kick out of that. I love it, and I think that you just really ran with this one. And what a wonderful, wonderful. I mean, there was something in every stanza that was just that, you know, outrageously wonderful. And I'm going, okay, you know, and I'm getting down there. And the further it went, the better it got, you know, because just, again, it progressed and it built with each stanza and made it a little bit deeper, a little bit more, I don't know, intense, I guess would be a good word. But excellent, excellent work, Rex. And, wow, you really did a number with this one, that's for sure. So, really well done.
Thank you.
I love it. I did. Mm-hmm. And what a great audio. And you said you did that in one take. More power to you, buddy. More power to you. That's great. Yeah. So okay, well, now we know what inspires Rex. Give him a little jazz music and off he goes. Okay. Only kidding. And sadly, we lost Peacock on the tune. So I cannot ask her. But for our next piece, I'm going to put up the music. It's called Stonegate. And then we'll put up our final poem for the night. So let me put this one.
Nice. Great tune that was. Sweet and soulful opening, and that improv bit rolling through it, fast paced, and then a kind of soft edge to finish out on. Nice, Kiwi. Thank you very much.
Hey, Rex, I'm going to ask you to read the next one. Right? It's our last piece for Kiwi.
We have Incentive for Innocence by Pee Wee Kusan. Ice cream shop of horrors. Gone too far to ignore this. Cold roses and a kiss. Sealed dreams of lives live. Incense, incense some. Incentive for innocence. Ironic how a little letter makes a big difference. Reflected in and through funhouse mirrors and mind. At the accidental dentist, there's too long of a line. Now my overstimulated brain has been that were used become daggers of discontent. Cognizant life is a monk, thrown around, tangled up in blue with you thinking, this time I've had enough. Faces that we knew, we're both wearing true, things that we know ain't always what we knew. Can you see into me, or can you even feel which face is a mask and which face is real? You're looking through, only a fool calls this fractally fragmented view his optometrist. Fragments of the pieces come to me and then you, fractals of a puzzle spin in this kaleidoscopic view. Rework, redefine, repaint kaleidoscopic lines, uninspired or unwired from your mind. Time to disconnect, rediscover, reinvent, transcend these fractured reflections, succeed or concede, make a new connection. And Paul. Nice, Pee-wee. All right, Naomi, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, well, I was reading this, you know, as the music was playing. And, you know, this fits so, so well with the music. Oh, my gracious, you know, it just flowed with that music. And it has, a, like, that kind of mysterious feel about it, you know, as if you're stuck in one of those circus mirror houses and you're trying to get out of it. And you don't know what face, you know, you're staring at half the time and you're just searching for yourself. And, you know, when he says, can you see into me or can you feel which face is a mask and which face is real? So many times, you know, we put on a mask to go around. A mask that, you know, either, you know, doesn't show our true emotions. And then, you know, I love when he says, fragments of the pieces come to me, and then you, fractals of a puzzle spin in this kaleidoscopic view. And then at the end, rediscover, reinvent, transcend these fractured reflections, succeed or concede, make a new connection. So reach out, make those new connections. And so bravo, Pee Wee, you know, what an amazing, amazing layered piece with, you know, such a great message and food for thought for sure in this piece all throughout. Very thought-provoking. So thank you so much for sharing this wonderfully written.
Excellent, Naomi. Thank you very much. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought that this was a really well-done piece by TV. I think it fit in with the music well, and it was a great take on that, a reflection of the piece. Lots of great lines all the way through. It's got a whole lot going on in it. but incense and scent, some incentive for innocence. Ironic how a little letter makes a big difference. Reflected in and through Funhouse mirrors and mine at the accidental dentist just along the line. Just lots of stuff, and I think that that's what intrigues the reader and keeps the reader. You know, you keep looking for more and more and more. You know, I love the kaleidoscope mentions at the bottom and the fragmented and fractal lines and all that. Just very well done. So great job, Pee-wee, and a great reflection on the top. Nice job.
Excellent. I can see this on two levels. This kind of paints an ugly picture of spending so much time being connected online, so to speak, that you're pulled into a universe not of your making, and how it warps the mind and tangles with the sense of self as well as the emotional angle of one. And on the other angle, other thought, I can look at it as one who's also been closed off to things that would normally bring joy to people, that they come across that notion and idea somewhere. I've got to step outside of this and into that world again, that note to rework, redefine, repaint kaleidoscopic lines, uninspired or unwired from your mind. The idea of getting away from that which is rolling through your mind constantly and pushing forth into rediscovering, reinventing, and transcending those fractured reflections, succeed or concede, make a new connection. The idea of getting back out in the world, finding that new connection, whether it's a lover or just a good friend to spend some time with and renew one's energies in a positive fashion. So great piece, Pee-wee.
Absolutely.
All right, we're at the back end of things. This was a great show, Gene. Perfectly timed,
sure,
a little
was.
Bit over long. But
just a little.
I enjoyed it. And thank you, Naomi, for coming on board. And Peacock, for you too. Thank you very much. And Pee-wee for the boards. Thank you. And, next week, we're getting cranked for Christmas.
Yeah.
So dig in and have some fun.
Absolutely. All week. Starting tomorrow, we start with the Christmas week. I hope everyone will join in and have a little fun with us. That's what we're doing Christmas Day. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And tomorrow we start out with the Wild Dogs. And we work our way through all the stories. And I hope everyone will join us and have a good time. And, we're here. We will be here. So anyone who, needs a little something to do besides packing and wrapping and cooking and all those other things, feel free to stop in and give us a holler. We'd be happy to have you all here. And tomorrow, Liu is doing mistletoe wishes, followed by Rex and his After Midnight Show. And Rex, what's on the After Midnight Show for tomorrow?
What have I got tomorrow? Jingle
one.
All the Way. Quote some Jingle All the Way from the movie Jingle All the Way. Yes, we do need to write
that,
so dig in deep.
There you go. And then Tuesday, we have Naomi Sarah doing the Sisters theme for the night, which is starting to look a lot like Christmas, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. So I think we're looking for lights for a lot of shows, so feel free to check them out and give us a little something. On my page, I have a page set up for Christmas week, and it has all the contests and all the show links for the week. So anyone who's interested, take a peek over there, and hopefully we'll get to hear from you all. So I look forward to it. Rex, excellent show, great topic. Wonderful music for tonight. It was a lot of fun. And great responses to the prompts, for sure.
Oh, yeah. They were a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So very enjoyable. And with that, you all have a great night. Talk to you all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great week. Don't drive yourself crazy running around racing that one thing, you know, that you can never find. Yeah, trust me. Yeah, December 26th, it'll be on the shelf. That seems to be the way it works. So have a great week, everybody. And don't forget, Santa Claus is coming to town. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all. Good night.
Good night, gang. Thank you very much.